From Marion, Kentucky, this is your First News Now newscast powered by First United Bank. Today's program is brought to you by First United Bank and Crittenden County Clerk Daryl Tabor. To begin with, I want to tell you that First United Bank and Trust Company has been recognized as one of the 2024 Best Banks to Work For by the American Banker and Best Companies Group. This marks the third consecutive year the bank has received this honor, ranking number 26 nationwide and number 20 among banks with assets under $3 billion. The annual program evaluates banks based on employee surveys and workplace practices emphasizing positive and supportive work environments. Rankings are determined through a two-step process. Jason Hawkins, president and CEO of First United Bank, credited the recognition to the bank's team. In accepting the award, he said, "This award reflects the dedication and hard work of our team, who are truly the heart of everything we do." First United Bank, established in 1996, operates seven banking centers in Kentucky with assets of about $585 million, and they have 106 employees. They also have, of course, a branch here in Marion, Kentucky on Main Street. Now let's hear from branch manager Charlie Day.
In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, market manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Start our news off this morning. I'd like to remind you that you can save 2% on your county taxes if you pay them by the end of the week. And what you'll need to remember is that Thursday and Friday, the county offices will be closed, including the Sheriff's Department, where you pay your taxes. So get out there before Wednesday and get your taxes paid so you can get that 2% discount. And if you're heading out toward Amish country today, you'll need to be aware that Yoder Road will be closed all day long as the state paves that road, Yoder Road, between Valley View Road and Mountain Zion Church Road. The state is doing that to make way, improve that road, because it will be a bypass once the bridge out on the road to Dam 50 is taken out and replaced. Late last week, Marion City Hall was filled with heartfelt celebration as Judge Brandy Rogers and local advocates on Friday recognized Melissa Shoecraft of Marion. She's a local educator here, and her adopted daughter, Amaryllis, as the 5th Judicial Family Court District's Adoptive Family of the Year. Here's some of what Melissa had to say when she was accepting that honor Friday at City Hall.
From a pretty early age, probably around 11 years old, I decided that I never wanted to birth children of my own, but that I wanted to adopt. So this decision was made, if you know me, primarily out of fear of needles and all things medical. I have gotten better with that. But it was also a time when the TLC, the Learning Channel, had a whole series of shows. They had like a baby story, a wedding story, but they also had an adoption story. And so most of the stories were international adoption stories, and they just tugged at my heart. And so I decided at that point that I was for sure going to adopt.
And we also had an opportunity to speak with Amaryllis herself and get her feelings about the adoption process, as well as what it meant to be celebrated here on this special day along with her mother, Melissa.
Amaryllis Shoecraft. And because that it is adoption day, and I got adopted.
How do you feel about that?
Good.
What's the most fun thing about being adopted?
When that mama takes me to go to school. When that she takes me to the park.
Which is your favorite school or park?
Elementary school.
We had a great time visiting with Amaryllis and her mother, Melissa Shoecraft, as well as all the other people who are involved in the adoption process, including Circuit Judge Brandy Rogers. And you can read a whole lot more about their special day in this week's Crittenden Press. And in some other big news from late last week, a Marion resident and Murray State University senior recently found herself at the center of country music's biggest night. 20-year-old Maggie Blazina of Marion worked the red carpet and after party at the CMA Awards in Nashville last Wednesday as part of the prestigious CMA EDU program, which she's involved with. Maggie, who studies public relations, escorted stars like Lainey Wilson and Shenandoah through media interviews, gaining firsthand experience in the country music industry. Let's hear firsthand from Maggie about her experience at the Country Music Awards in Nashville.
I had the honor of working the 58th annual CMA Awards. I had the privilege of being a red carpet escort, and I was able to do ticketing for the after party. And I was able to escort Shenandoah, who they're mostly known for their Two Dozen Roses hit, and then Lainey Wilson, who won Entertainer of the Year last year. And so basically I walked them through different media points and also was just kind of like their escort on the red carpet, so helping them feel comfortable throughout the night, going throughout their photo stops and stuff such as that. But I was able to see so many different artists and see Country Music's night up close. And then I had the opportunity to work in the after party after the awards. So those who won their awards, it was just kind of like an event to celebrate them and celebrate all the hard work and achievements of the country music industry.
And so at Murray State, you're studying public relations and have a minor in ag and nonprofits. Now, do you want to work in the music industry now that you've seen it up close?
Yes, I would. I would be thrilled to be able to work in the industry, but I'm not quite a fan of moving to Nashville. I want to stay here at home in Crittenden County. So whether that's some sort of like remote work or like a hybrid opportunity, I'd be very grateful for. However, I'm very open to any avenues in the PR or agriculture industry.
Well, I know here at the newspaper, we followed your career through your being president of the 4-H, the Kentucky 4-H Executive Committee when you were in high school, and FFA regional officer, and then homecoming queen down at Murray State. So you've gotten a lot of ink in the Crittenden Press over the years. We've, like I said, followed your career, and we're excited about what the future holds for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Maggie. Well, Thanksgiving is upon us and Christmas is just around the corner, and I will let you know that contributions are being accepted right now for the community Christmas effort here in the county. Donations help supplement Angel Tree tags for younger children and allow the Crittenden County Interagency Council to purchase gift cards and vouchers from local businesses. Now, those gift cards and vouchers, they will go to local teenagers. Financial contributions can be made at Farmers Bank through Monday, December the 9th. Make your checks out to the Crittenden County Community Services Incorporated. Additionally, there will be monetary donations and canned goods accepted through Community Christmas. Those can be taken to Marion Baptist Church through December 6th. And now we're going to pause for a moment for a message from Crittenden County Clerk Daryl Tabor.
Crittenden County Board of Elections would like to thank all of our election workers who made the 2024 general election a success. And upon his retirement this week, Crittenden County Clerk's Office would like to thank Rick Nelson for 3 decades of friendship and custodial service at Crittenden County Courthouse.
Now, many of you who have visited the courthouse over the years and now the county office complex out in Industrial Park South have run across Rick. He's the custodian for those has been the custodian for those facilities for about 30 years, and the Crittenden Press did a feature on him not long ago about his looming retirement. So we wish Rick Nelson the best of luck in his retirement. I want to remind you that everything you hear on this podcast is basically just an abbreviated version of what you can find in the Crittenden Press. We go into much more detail in our reporting on all of these stories that we bring to you on our newscast each week. In outdoors, Crittenden County's November deer harvest has been falling since 2019, and when almost 3,000 deer were harvested during that month. November is always the heaviest harvest month because it includes the 16-day modern firearm season. And so far this month, hunters have taken about 2,000 deer, but 1,780 were harvested during the rifle season, which just ended yesterday on Sunday. That's significantly less than in the last 5 or so years. You can read more about that, of course, in the Crittenden Press. In meetings around the area today, Crittenden Livingston Water District meets at 4 p.m. at the Deer Lakes Golf Course Meeting Room. And tomorrow, Livingston Fiscal Court meets at 5 p.m. at the County Office Complex in Smithland. And also tomorrow, Caldwell County's Fiscal Court meets at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Princeton. In sports, Crittenden County Rocket basketball freshman Kobe LaRue won the three-point shooting contest Saturday night out at Rocket Arena. The contest was something new in conjunction with the Meet the Rockets, which is an annual kickoff to the basketball season. LaRue made 11 three-pointers in 1 minute to win in the final round of a tiered competition. Lady Rocket freshman Jordan Hodge scored 7 in that championship round against LaRue. In an earlier round in that event, Jordan Hodge had made 16 three-pointers in 1 minute. So a lot of excitement building for our basketball seasons, which will begin Monday. Also, on the Travis Perry watch, of course, Travis Perry from Lyon County with a lot of ties here in Crittenden County. His mom and dad graduated from here. He scored 5 points in the Wildcats basketball victory in Lexington on Saturday night against Jackson State. He had a three-pointer and a rebound, played about 6 minutes. The number 9 Kentucky Wildcats take on Western Kentucky University tomorrow night, and I believe that game will be on ESPNU if you want to watch it. I told you about this the other day, but the Second Region Baseball and Softball Associations are looking for umpires. If you are interested in making some extra money, it's a pretty good gig in the evenings. Sign up to be an umpire. It's pretty easy to get your credentials. Give Matt Bell a call. Matt is over in Hopkins County. He's the signing secretary for those officials. His number is 270-871-6956. And in high school football playoffs over the weekend, Paducah Tillman, Sean Thompson, our buddy down there, and his son Avery, they blew out Louisville DeSales 56-14 in the quarterfinal round. Union County beat Hart County 41-21, and now they will host the first ever semifinal round game in the history of Union County football. Lexington Christian knocked off Mayfield, blew out Mayfield 47-7. South Warren down in Bowling Green, where Noah Dickerson is an assistant coach. South Warren won 42-7 over North Bullitt. And Owensboro Catholic from Crittenden County's district beat Monroe County 42-14. Now, coming up this Friday night, there will be some big games in the area. You can see Paducah Tillman host Corbin for a semifinal matchup. Paducah Tillman is 13-0 on the season. Corbin is 12-1, and I think they have won maybe 11 or maybe even 12 straight. Belfry will be at Union County. Belfry's coming all the way across the state to Morgan Field to play in that game. And Noah Dickerson and his South Warren guys, who are 12-1, will host Bowling Green, who is 12-2. And I want to remind everyone that this podcast is produced 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We try to bring you something fresh in the morning so that you can start your day with some news and information and sports from around the community. And we greatly appreciate those who are sponsoring this program. Today's program, as we mentioned, has been brought to you by First United Bank, which won a big award there. And Daryl Tabor, Crittenden County Clerk, as he recognizes his election workers and the retiring Rick Nelson. And if you're interested in sponsoring this show, getting your product or services or whatever you have coming up in the next few days, getting that publicized, we would be interested in helping you out. Give us a call at the Crittenden Press Office and we will get you on the air here. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.